The first Encyclopedia Brown book was published nearly 50 years ago. The series has never gone out of print. Its creator, Donald Sobel, died last week. He was 87. Writer Jonathan Hayes has this appreciation of Sobel's boy detective.
While other boys got hooked on books about sports legends and race car drivers, there was something about Donald J. Sobel's boy detective Encyclopedia Brown that spoke to me right away. Leroy Brown was nicknamed Encyclopedia because he was a genius, a decent, brilliant kid who earned the respect of grown-ups by using his brain to crack cases. He did this usually by exposing an inconsistency in the perp statement, like, you couldn't have been driving the car when you said, because the hood would still be too hot for that baby to be standing on. That the perp was an adult, outwitted by a guy my age, maybe 10 or so, was icing on the cake. Encyclopedia's dad was chief of police in Idaville, Florida. His son was always the better crime fighter. Of course, much of the wrongdoing with which Encyclopedia dealt wasn't serious enough to warrant Chief Brown's involvement. Encyclopedia devoted much of his time to sorting out the school's bullies, Bugs Meany and the Tigers, his gang of delinquents. Now, the Tigers couldn't beat up Encyclopedia because of his best friend and assistant, Sally Kimball, who was tougher than they were. That one of my first heroes had a female bodyguard was an important early lesson. I grew up believing that women could be just as smart and brave as men, and longed to have, if not an actual girlfriend, a Sally of my own by my side. I love these stories because they're about a kid like me, a kid who solved mysteries with logic and common sense, often exposing the hypocrisy of foolishly dismissive adults. I love the sense of order and balance restored to the world at the end of each story. This is the true resolution at the heart of all good crime fiction. And I love these mysteries because I was good at them, good at picking up on just what was wrong with the broken mirror, at spotting the lie of the swindling high school dropout. As things turned out, I became a forensic pathologist and a writer. It took me a while to realize Sobel's influence on me, but one night, in the middle of the Everglades, waiting for park rangers at the scene of a shotgun killing, I finally saw the trail that led from Encyclopedia to that moment, a million years and a million miles apart. I'd moved on from Encyclopedia Brown to Sherlock Holmes, and then on to the village library, where I spent hours lost in books about fingerprints and techniques of counterfeiting. And from there, it was just a short step to forensic medicine. As a medical examiner, I'm expert in the evaluation of gunshot and stab wounds, but common sense and logic are still very much the foundation of my work. The hunt for the wrong detail, the sustained skepticism about witness statements. My cases now are complex and brutal, and they occur in a real world far from the Browns' dinner table. I realize that I long for the simplicity of that world, with its clear, definitive answers, and its fast return to happy stability. I long for the idealized world of childhood.
That's Jonathan Hayes, author most recently of the thriller A Hard Death. He lives in New York City. He was remembering children's book writer Donald Sobel, who died last week. Another book in Sobel's series is set to be published this fall, Encyclopedia Brown and the Case of the Soccer Scheme.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.